Hello, this is James for LSR, and I am interviewing today Kelvin Jones,
who is
doing the coffee house sessions. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. How is the third show of the day?
Oh yeah, I guess it is. It's kind of becoming like that. I don't really know what's going on. I'm just turn up and play and have a good time.
Do you want to give people a little taste of, like, not taste, but a description of what you think your music's about? And
I've been trying to, I'm trying to bring back the word pop. Because the word pop got dragged down in the mud and kind of misused, when pop to me really means just popular music, you know? When I think Bob Dylan, Michael Jackson, all that stuff, to me, that was pop in its day, you know? Mm. So hopefully what I'm trying to do is something that just connects with people, a lot of people. So yeah. Pop music with a hint of blues in there somewhere.
So you consider yourself part of sort of like the singer-songwriter thing that's going on?
For sure. There's kind of a movement,
isn't there?
Ed Sheeran, James Bay, George Ezra, all of these coming out,
Do you find it difficult to sort of define yourself within that? Because
I know what you mean, because it's like when the great thing about a movement is you get a chance to be swept up by the wave, but also you get, there's a big chance of being swept out of it as well by the same tide, you know? And for me it was always, I don't know how much like stuff you watch on YouTube, but if you watch enough stuff on YouTube, you realize how many amazing musicians are out there. And for me, it clicked when I realized the thing that's going to set me apart is my own songs. Like, I'm not the best guitarist in the world, I'm not the best singer in the world, but if I have my own songs, then at least no one else has that. So I just, if I stick with my songs, I feel like I can stand out enough, you know?
That's fantastic. Like, from what I've heard of your stuff, it's nice to have that extra blues in there.
Sure,
Because it just makes the whole thing, like...
Yeah, I'm definitely more a guitarist than I am a singer. The whole singing thing, I've been playing guitar for 5 years, and only in the last 2 years have I been on stage and doing, you know, actually singing songs and stuff. So for me, there's something that can be said with guitar and music that I can't quite say the words because I'm not great with words. So yeah.
So you said you started playing guitar 5 years ago. Mm. So how old are you now?
I'm 20.
You're
so
20.
I was 15 when my brother bought a guitar, and then he kind of like did what half the guitarists will start learning do. He gave up after a week, and then I was like, well, I'm gonna try it. And then got obsessed with it. So there's this song by a guy called John Mayer. He plays this super complex song called Neon. And I was like 2 years into playing guitar. I was not good enough to play this song. And she's like, oh, I love that song, Neon. Can you play it? And I was like, I can do that. And she's like, yeah, let's hang out sometime. You can play me the song. I had 2 weeks. I didn't stop playing this song nonstop.
My God.
But now I can play it. But yeah, so, girls will motivate you, man.
You talk about the pop being a massive influence on your life.
At
the moment, you hear someone like Adele, is that... Mm. Adele's obviously a beautiful singer. Do you like her songs that she writes and stuff?
It's this kind of like... I'm a wannabe hipster, but not a full-on hipster. Because a full-on hipster would be like, no, I can't listen to that stuff. Mm. To me, even Justin... Like the tracks that Justin Bieber's coming out with right now, I think you have to appreciate music for music. And get rid of the whole who sang it, what was the context. Just listen to the song and be like, do I like this or not?
Yeah.
Because chances are somebody else wrote it. Some genius. I've met the people who write these songs and they're geniuses, you know? And so absolutely, I'm listening to everything that's going on in the charts right now. I'm probably going to do a cover of Can't Feel My Face by The Weeknd, which is, I love that song so much, you know?
Yeah, there's also a link to that online, and we will
Of course.
Link that when we put this up.
Great, perfect, man.
It's a very cool cover.
Thanks, man. I think as a guitarist or as a music, you kind of have to challenge yourself.
Definitely.
To go, how am I going to make that work?
Yeah.
Because I heard it and I just loved it, man.
Yeah.
Just loved it.
So when did you get to the point when you were like, music is going to be what I do?
Oh, actually, I know the exact date. It was 20th of October, 2013. I went to my very first concert. I was 18 years old. And it was John Mayer was playing at the O2 Arena or whatever it was. And he was like he still is my biggest... influence, like my favorite musician or whatever, and I went and watched with a buddy of mine, and there's these girls screaming their hearts out because it's John Mayer gig, and I was like, they need to calm down, it's just a guy. Then he walks on stage and my heart just like skipped a little. I was like, oh, okay, I get it, he's a big deal, I get it. And it was that gig where he played some of my favorite songs. I remember standing standing in the crowd just watching and going, man, that's all I want to do. I just want to stand on that stage and play. That's it, man. Because I was at university at the time, and I was like, I don't want to go back. And in fact, I don't think I went to a lecture after that. I just skipped the rest of them. I was studying civil engineering, but after that gig, I skipped the rest of them.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for speaking to us, Kelvin.
Cheers, man.
Looking
my pleasure.
To your set. And,
Cool. Thanks, man. Things.